Hello, it's Gabriel Brown here. I want to do another podcast installation, a look into my life and how credit made my imaginations come true. Today I want to talk about something briefly. It was interesting to me. I had an encounter just a moment ago with a cashier at a Chevron gas station. I have this technique that I use. I'm a marketer at heart, a fixer by nature, and a credit repair or credit mentor by trade. And I typically, when I go in establishments, I have a stack of credit cards with me in a rubber band. And it's one of my marketing tactics where I'll pull out a stack of credit cards and I'll go through and find the one I want to use and pay for what I'm purchasing. And that will always strike up a conversation in restaurants and in country clubs, in high-end clothing stores, whatever. It'll strike up a conversation and people go, "Oh my God, why do you have so many credit cards?" And I say, "Well, I'm in the credit business and this is a marketing tool." Like it made you comment. Most people will stop me and comment about that. And so this time I happened to be in Chevron, and instead of taking a stack of cards in, I pulled out my Ritz-Carlton Black Card and I went in to purchase myself and a couple people in the office a Rockstar. Typically, I don't drink Rockstar, but it was three for $5, and two people wanted one. It's typically two for $3.50 for a Rockstar, but now they have this new promotion, three for $5. So I bought three, and I decided I would take the third one. So I hand the cashier my Ritz-Carlton Black Card, and it's a very prestigious-looking card. It's very heavy. It's made of all metal, and he said, "Wow, you know, this is a nice credit card." And he's looking at me, and I'm dressed up in my suit. I typically go everywhere with a suit. And he says, "What do you do?" And I said, "I'm a credit mentor." And he says, "Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting." And then he says to me, "Well, why do you drink this stuff?" And I was shocked. I mean, I thought, well, you know, this guy, you know, is a representative of Chevron, and he's a cashier, and I would have felt ridiculed by his question, but I typically don't drink this stuff because I say it's bad for you. But since it was three for five, I didn't feel ridiculed by the question. I just asked, "Well, why do you say that?" And he says, "Well, you look like a smart gentleman, and you know this stuff is crap." He was talking about the Rockstar. And I said, "Okay, but why do you say that?" He says, "Well, where do you think you get energy from, young man?" And I paused, and I said, "From herbs, eating the right mix of herbs and getting the proper rest." He says, "Nah, that's a pretty good answer, but that's not where you get energy from." And so I paused for him to tell me. He said, "Do you want to know?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You get energy from having a good heart." And I was stuck. I was just standing there. There's people in line and he's having this dialogue with me and he's not concerned with them. And the answer really made me think. And so he said it again. "You get energy from having a good heart." He says, "I'm 78 years old. I work over 50 hours a week and have been doing this all my life. I don't drink that crap. I don't drink this crap you're buying." And I didn't feel bad that I was buying it, and I didn't feel ridiculed, and I didn't feel bitter. I felt that the information that he gave me made me better. And I was thinking as I was leaving the place, some people tell you what you want to hear, and some people tell you what you need to know. And this brought me to this podcast because what he said to me, I knew because I don't drink Rockstar, but he didn't know I knew it. But because of my behavior, he assumed that I did drink Rockstar. But it just was so powerful that he still took the time to tell me something that I knew, but because he didn't think I knew it, he took the time to go against the grain of what he was there to do, to be a cashier and to ring up sales and to inspire people to continue to buy more, just like Rockstar is an inspiring people to buy more Rockstar because they went from two for $3.50 to three for $5. And I just thought about this while I'm sitting in the car and I thought, let me share this on a podcast. Now, how can I segue this into what I teach when I said that I'm a credit mentor? It's interesting to me because people that have great credit, and this is the segue, people that have great credit, 720 to 850 credit scores, think that they know they have great credit. And they think there's nothing else that can cause them to leverage themselves even more or even have a better chance of getting more leverage, better interest rates, better offers, right? Better credit offers. And when I say to them that the data reports that are used to actually make credit reports, because a credit report is only data that's filtered into a report to create a report, and a credit score is a desktop application that filters the data that creates the report and then adds a score to the data that's in the report. So I'm thinking, because I've had an 800 credit score for many, many years, if I thought that it was all just credit reporting and credit scoring, when I applied to buy a exotic car and I had to jump through hoops to get it, what was requiring me to go through the hoops? Was it the actual price of the exotic car, or was it my data reports that exotic car companies or dealers look at because they want to make sure that the value of this transaction does not come back to bite them? What I mean by that is a $300,000 car is not repossessed within 90 days, which caused the dealership to get a charge back, meaning they have to buy the car back from the bank. And now they have a car with mileage on it that they have to now sell at a discounted price. So the data reports will determine a deeper, more granular review of a applicant for that $300,000 car versus what the credit reports will actually show to the dealer. So the credit reports will show the dealer that you have a 800 score, you've been on the job 5 years, you make $200,000 a year, you have X amount of credit cards with balances, X amount of installment loans with balances, you have a credit utilization of whatever percentage that is, a credit mix of whatever percentage that is, and now I'm still looking at you like, is this a vehicle that you can afford based on the paperwork? Yes. But because I don't know what monies you have in your bank account, and typically I don't get to see that unless you're applying for a mortgage, I'm wondering if you have enough reserve to pay for this car as well. So I check a banking activity report on you, which is a data report, not a credit report, to see if you have enough money in your account to pay for this car for an extended period, at least for more than 90 days, so I don't get a chargeback. But if I assume based on what you tell me about your credit score, based on your credit score, that you know certain things about budgeting and finance and managing money, I can assume that you can pay for the car. But if I'm working at the dealership and I see rich people or people that you would assume would not have a problem and their cars are repossessed, you don't want that to happen as often as it's happening. You look to mitigate that as a dealer of exotic cars. You start checking data reports. You check the payroll data report. You check the banking activity payroll data report. So now you're declining someone that has an 800 score or a 740 score, and they're confused as why they're being declined. And it's because of the data reports, not their credit reports. So I try to approach people that have great credit and tell them about something that they potentially don't know about, which is data report repair, not credit report repair. And they say, oh, no, I have great credit. Just like the gentleman in Chevron attempted to advise me not to drink a Rockstar when I typically don't. But because I took the time to listen, he gave me some specialized knowledge, which I did need that I didn't know, which was the energy he believes at 78 years old doesn't come from the caffeine or the fructose or the different ingredients in a Rockstar, but it actually comes from having a good heart. So that's my rant. I apologize for that, but I still want to offer to you, learn more about data reports, even if you already have great credit. It has the potential to positively affect you leveraging yourself. And it also offers you the ability to manage data about you that is circulating about you. You at least need to request those data reports to know what they're saying and to restrict them so you don't have reports circulating about you that could potentially create identity theft for you, because we know the three major bureaus, credit bureaus, the three major credit bureaus have been breached. And we know that other creditors or other Fortune 500 companies have been breached. So if not just for the reason of trying to get additional credit, but for the reason of trying to restrict your information so you don't have identity theft, I would learn about these data reports. If you have some questions or queries, you can reach out to me, support@secretwealthscore.com, support@secretwealthscore.com. Or for a limited time, you can gain access to the Wealth Score Academy, where I teach about 70 plus data reports. All right. It's for a limited time, 30-day access for $97. So $97, you can access the Wealth Score Academy for 30 days. And that's for a limited time. All right. You can go to Wealth Score Coach. WealthScoreCoach.com. All right. And there you can get access to the Wealth Score Academy. All right. Look forward to seeing you at the upcoming masterclasses. And I hope to see you in the academy to teach and train you about the data reports that hopefully you're learning about and researching about on your own.